What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Counter. I'm your host, Rich Stambolian. And with me, as always, Prince Pretty himself, Jonathan Adler.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous one has arrived.
I wish you had your phone in your hand for that one. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Welcome to your weekly comic book and pop culture related show. We're hanging out with Andrew Zarian. A very sleepy Andrew Zarian.
Hello. And, I am very tired.
Yeah.
Sleepy man.
And we're going to talk about comic books. We're going to talk about the future of Marvel. Mm. We're going to talk about some X-Men stuff. We're going to talk about Comic-Cons.
Comic-Cons.
And we're going to talk about other stuff.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
Things that pop in our mind.
What's going on?
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
How you doing?
It's good. I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the day treating you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little...
Beklempt? Emotional?
I'm getting emotional. I'm starting to choke up a little bit. I'm getting...
You do that when the sun goes down. You get really emotional.
Okay, the sun doesn't come back up.
Yep, because I never think it's going to come back. I cut out coffee, so sometimes...
Oh, yeah? I'm cutting back on coffee big time.
Yeah.
Is it because of a diet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Too acidic.
Yeah, too acidic, and it's just like... It's too much, like, up and down.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I've been doing the same thing. I mean, I still have a cup in the morning, and that's the way I've always been.
Yeah,
I have like a half a cup now, and I've tried a couple days without coffee, and you feel the effects like around 6-7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your body kind of freaks out and says like, "I'm shutting down. You'd put no coffee in me.
There's nothing in. There's nothing in the tank."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I did very well for the past month with no coffee. I'm like, fine, you know, but. I was a bad boy at the beginning of the week, I guess. And like, we went to that place Egg that I was telling you about in Brooklyn, and like, what did I have? I had like a giant cup
of good every once in a while. You can have it as a beverage.
Cold brew coffee. It was amazing.
But you're trying to break the dependency of it, of having this acidic thing in your stomach in the morning. Yeah. I'm very about that. I've had changed my diet majorly because I'm waking up terrible. This is a medical show, by the way. We're going to start talking about our medical issues.
You're waking up covered in sweat.
Yeah. I wake up covered in sweat, screaming, and I'm usually in the garage for some reason. During the summertime, my stomach is a lot more sensitive than the winter.
You know what you should do? In the morning, the first thing you drink should be lemon with cayenne pepper and water.
Shit.
Lemon, water, cayenne pepper. It alkalizes your system.
Robin Givens.
You feel fantastic.
Was it Robin Quivers who did that?
Robin Quivers, yeah. Coffee enemas.
Yeah. I have a protein shake in the morning.
Yeah.
A banana. Pineapple.
Is your protein shake it's like a ground up hamburger?
It's ground up hamburger. It's soft hamburger meat. I just shake protein and just like.
It's good, man. You gotta stay strong with the diet, especially dudes over 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I know I can't take dairy in anymore. I know I can't. Yeah. The gluten thing is I'm starting to realize I probably do have a major gluten allergy.
Intolerance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're allergic to gluten. I think we're all becoming intolerant because of all the gluten and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. Well, my downfall is sweets. Sweets are on my
butterscotch.
I love it.
Candy balls.
I'm a slave to chocolate.
Brownies, baby.
Yeah, like all that stuff. Love it.
The most decadent thing I did have on Sunday was that giant Rice Krispie square that Frankie brought.
It's funny. So when we brought that over.
Amazing.
Yeah. He got it and he's like, I don't know. I just got it for him. And he's like, you know, what? My girlfriend was asking, like, what do you do with a Rice Krispie treat? He's like, nothing. You throw it in the garbage. nobody likes Rice Krispie treats.
Lie. That is a lie.
Everyone ate it.
Yeah.
Every single person got a Rice Krispie treat.
There was like, it got cut up into like 30 squares and it was fantastic.
I had a really bad experience with Rice Krispies treats as a child, and I can never look at it the same way.
Did you accidentally fall on one butt first?
No, Rice Krispies treat tried to molest me. When like Costco and like Price Club first started up, they had like a, I don't think it was official Rice Krispies treats. It was another company putting out like a, but it was good. And they, you know, they started selling like boxes of like Rice Krispies treats. And I remember watching like the Hercules and Xena, like back-to-back thing. It was like a marathon during the day. And getting absolutely sick to my stomach because I had Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, man.
So bad.
You had to get them. You didn't get the Nabisco ones.
No.
You got like the Nabisco ones.
And I love Rice Krispie treats. Those are...
They're really good. There's probably a lot of gluten in them now. So you're
staying away.
Are you doing a gluten-free pizza?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I know I can go to Trader Joe's and get a bunch of stuff. I had like the Tate's chocolate chip cookies gluten-free. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried these before?
No.
Yeah, they're better than the regular brand.
Yeah.
They're so awesome.
I'll do vegan cookies if I'm going to do cookies.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like, we could get some stuff from Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. She's right by there in the city. And like, oh man. People complain about vegan stuff, but I got to tell you.
If done well.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is being vegan is very expensive.
Yeah.
I would never go vegan. I can never.
How about you can go vegetarian?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
Never.
Man, I would never be able to do that either.
I don't even want to. I did all vegetarian for like almost a month.
No.
And it was tough. But it gets expensive.
Almost a month? It's a commitment.
Well, that's a huge commitment for a meat eater. But I still cut out bread. Like, I'm not having any bread for the next.
You had pizza just a second ago. Mm-hmm.
I took a tiny little bite.
And I saw there's a whole Italian bread gone.
Yeah, but I didn't eat any of that. That's not me.
That's where, when he went upstairs before. He did that Italian bread. Yeah. A loaf on his bread. No. I hope my wife left that loaf of Italian bread on my bed.
on vacation, like I eat, you know, everything.
It's vacation.
Yeah.
It's vacation, but it's tough to cut everything out, you know? Like, that's the problem. And it's expensive when you cut out the crap stuff.
Yeah.
You know? You got to actually, like, eat real food.
You're also tuning into Veggio Weekly?
Yeah.
Veggio Weekly.
Veggio Weekly, here.
Let's talk comics, man. Let's go. What's up?
So this week we got like the trifecta of crazy Marvel news.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much going to talk a lot about Marvel for the most part.
Yeah. It's pretty big news. That's the thing.
So the first thing that happened was I think Quesada, he was like the spokesman for this stuff.
No, it was The View.
On The View. Did he go on there?
I think they said it on The View.
Oh, okay. So they had
like Star Jones said it.
Star Jones. I don't think Star Jones is on that show anymore.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She's like real skinny now. Like,
no, I think she's gone.
She's like Yoda.
I think you're talking about Whoopi Goldberg.
Maybe. I don't know. Did I just turn into a racist?
Yeah. She's on the show. Because there's always like there's always a Joy Behar type character. I'm not talking about this. We're going into this anyway. So
he's like, wait a minute.
Like, I'm not wasting time with this. So they announced that that the Thor is getting relaunched, same creative team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jason Aaron and a different artist on the name doesn't come back to me.
Jim Lee.
Jim Lee's doing it. Mm-hmm. They're making Thor into a girl.
Okay.
Thor into a woman. Knee-jerk reaction, automatically like stupid.
Right.
Very dumb. I think a lot of people put two and two together and kind of assume that this is going to be Angela.
Yeah, that's immediately what I thought.
Because Angela is going to be... is being revealed that she is the sister of both Thor and Loki, or more so Thor.
Mm-hmm.
But more so than anything, it plays into the whole mythology that they've been doing with Thor in Uncanny Avengers and in his own book, where eventually he's going to become unworthy.
Right.
And they've been setting him up with this friggin' axe for, you know, 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They made this, before he had the hammer, he had this axe, which is capable of killing Celestials. In the future, mm-hmm. we see him as King Thor, where, you know, his arm is gone, and he does have the hammer again, but in recent Avengers issues, they showed that he's pining for the fact that he's unworthy.
Right.
So he'll become unworthy. This will be the new de facto Thor until they decide to do something else with it.
The Jason Aaron run on Thor is very akin to the Hickman run on Avengers because it's so far.
World building stuff?
Huh?
Because the world
building. It's the world building stuff, and it's so far below the norm that it's. But it's super solid, you know? And like all the Thor and Avengers stuff has been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be Angela.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
The only reason why I don't think it's going to be Angela is because they showed a promotional picture, mm-hmm. the two of them side by side, which could just be whatever. They're promoting the character.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a good idea. Whatever works. The other big thing on Colbert last night,
mm-hmm.
they revealed that. Because Captain America recently in his comic. He fought a guy named the Iron Nail, and he got tendrils put into him, and he stole away his super soldier syndrome.
Yeah.
So now Cap is a old man. So we need a new Captain America, and they revealed that Falcon, Sam Wilson, is going to be the second black Captain America.
Cool.
How do you feel about that?
That's exactly my reaction. Yeah. Like, cool. Here's the thing with like all this stuff. It's on paper. If it's a great storyline. If it's a great story arc, fine, that's cool. I think for a very long time, you can almost see like, hey, who better to replace Cap than his partner, his best friend? You know, like the guy who knows the deal. I'm not a fan of the costume.
Mm-mm. I'm not a fan of the like. I don't. it's always been something they played with Falcon. Mm-hmm. Is going to be, you know, take the Captain America mantle. Yeah. And I think in the legacy of Falcon, it's okay. Like, the idea of, like, okay, mm-hmm. after it's all said and done and Captain America's back to normal, like, okay, Falcon was Captain America at one point. That's yeah. cool for the whole legacy of it. But the here and now, the costume looks like shit.
Mm.
But we see, but it's part of the master plan. We see that right, there's right. something happening with the Marvel Universe. Because then they also made the announcement that Iron Man is getting relaunched as Superior Iron Man.
Mm.
So now we have a story where he looks like they basically, someone had a good description of it, calling it like the Iron Man armor designed by Apple. It's like okay. super streamlined, yeah. super silver and like blue lights and very, very, very Apple. And they promise that this is not a story about like someone taking over his mind and not that. Something drastic happens to him and he goes off and does this thing and he moves to San Francisco and becomes, I guess, a darker character
right.
or a more efficient character. I was taking a look at the designs for it. Cause it's very, it is, whenever they have a new Iron Man armor, it's pretty striking.
Yeah.
I know something about it. He's got the Vision Diamond on his forehead.
Okay.
So I think that maybe this Iron Man is him merging with Vision.
That'd be pretty cool.
And creating, that's going to be his AI.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, turning into Ultron finally.
That
because that would lead up to the movie.
It would lead up to the flicks. That's kind of cool. I always feel like there's a lot of uncharted territory with that. It looks cool. Like every like all that like the Falcon stuff looks a little stupid. The female Thor looks cool. What was the other one? Who's because they released that poster.
So the
big shakeup. Yeah.
So there's that's the new big three. You have Girl Thor. You have something going on with Iron Man. Mm-hmm. You have Black Captain America. And then there was I got the notes. I made a whole thing for this thing. Angela was featured on it. Winter Soldier is going to do something big with it. We'll talk about a little bit more with that on we talk about Original Sin. Medusa, because they're hyping all the Inhuman stuff. Because that's the thing that scares the most a little bit, because the more they hype the Inhuman stuff, the more we think they actually are going with the idea of wiping out the mutant things.
That they're
going
to axe the X-Men.
Yeah. So there's no X-Men on this poster at all.
Right.
Then it's Scarlet Witch, because she's going to be in the movie soon. Doctor Strange, he's getting a movie also.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man movie. Deathlok, he's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for whatever reason. And Inferno, which is another new Inhumans character.
Right.
No Fantastic Four, which is kind of like the standard. Like, usually when you get this promotional Marvel Now, this is what's happening for the next year,
yeah.
you know, post the big post Original Sins, is you usually get, like, you know, a Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, kind of new costume, something happening. And, like, you'll see, like, you know, some X-Men guys represented, some Fantastic Four, like, you'll see, like, a new
Spidey.
New Spidey costume, yeah. a new Reed Richards costume.
Yeah.
But none of the other movie properties. So the thought by some people is that Chris Evans apparently doesn't want to renew his contract with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do like the whole trilogy of Avengers, do Captain America 3, do the three movies. Mm-hmm. And this would give the opportunity for Mackie to move up and be Black Captain America, or for Winter Soldier to take over.
Mm-hmm.
They have two options now. And plus, they're also, Marvel has been, and also DC too, they're guilty of it, of the diversity thing.
Right.
Like, we've gotten a ton of characters, like, now you have, you know, a female Thor, which you think you never see except for an Earth X.
Mm, yeah. I'm fine with diversity, as long as it makes sense, you know. It doesn't, like, none of that stuff ever bothers me. Like, when Loki was turned into a woman, that was
that's
awesome.
Fine, yeah.
You know, that's fantastic stuff. The gender stuff and the race stuff does not bother me in the least. What I don't like is the weird kind of like, let's just throw this out there and see what we can generate yes. and have it correlate to the movie stuff a little bit extra.
See, what I thought this was going to go with the Captain America thing, I was dead set on this happening, was that the Falcon thing was a swerve and that they were going to have his son that he raised in Dimension Z be the new Captain America because he trained him. This is like Captain America's son. Didn't go with that. So whenever they do something like this, like the Falcon thing, they want to have, you know, a diverse character. I don't have a problem with it as much as I kind of do have a little bit of problem with it when it comes to when you have a character like, say, like Alan Scott in DC in your Earth 2 story. Like, it's like, okay, Alan Scott, you're gonna be gay now. This guy is gonna be something else. Like, when you're just doing it to
do it,
yeah, to create some buzz for it. And this is, like, definitely, I mean, this is all publicity. Yeah. This is revealed on, you know, media channels. And
exactly, before the books hit. You know?
But it's also a week before the solicitation's out. Mm-hmm. You know, solicitations come out this week, so they know they need to address it before they do all this stuff.
But yeah.
They could have handled it.
Well, it's the movie-going public that they're concerned about, you know, because...
Especially for this.
Yeah, and this is, like, one of the most diverse teams That picture is screams diversity at you, you know?
Yeah.
For the most part. It's kind of weird. There's no, like, Latinos or Asian people running around, but...
And we got Miles Morales. We got Black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think that was...
I think that was totally the reason.
I don't think that was a stunt, though. I think it was totally a stunt. Kind of planned.
No.
For a while.
I think the idea behind it was, and I think, you know, I think part of it was... we can definitely get some good publicity. I don't think you create a character like that without part. And that thing is a terrible thing. Like, if you're trying to sell a comic book, obviously you want some publicity coming to it. But I think definitely part of them, it wasn't as malicious as saying like Alan Scott is going to be a gay guy. And I don't say malicious in the sense of him turning into a gay guy, in the sense of them just using it for publicity. You're taking an established character and you're just doing something weirdo with them.
You know what? I also think it's so ham-fisted.
Yeah,
that it's like you know, like, hey, you know, like, we're giving minorities something here. Yeah. You know, that's always what it's in my head. Marvel and DC are just like run by Archie Bunker.
Yeah,
and it's one of those like, ah, you know, like, we're gonna give you guys a bone and do this and that. That's how it always comes off to me. Instead of like an organic kind of like awesome thing, you know, because. Ms. Marvel, last I checked, she's a Muslim character. No press.
Yeah, I don't get that. I guess because she's a Muslim character, didn't get no press. No one really cared about it.
That might be it. But cause she's not part of the movie canon.
Yeah.
That you can do whatever you want with it, you know. Wong isn't getting any press.
Wong?
Asian Doctor Strange's guy.
What a kid brought attention to an Asian slave working with a white guy, living
not
in a white
slave,
guy.
He's his friend.
Start as a slave.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a Black Professor X.
Oh, get out of here.
That'd be phenomenal.
You're going to see a lot of this. A lot of this stuff is kind of what they're doing with the Fantastic Four movies, like having the diversity hit there, like the Black Human Torch.
That's fine. I have no problem with it.
I do. I think there's like the only reason you're doing it is exactly what you're saying is you're throwing them a bone. You're throwing the race card in there because it creates stir. It's a buzz thing. It's going to get tweeted and that's it. And that's as far as it goes.
Yeah,
like there's no depth to the character. There's not. You're and like what I hear about Fantastic Four is like, what's her name? One of the girls, Mara's sister, Rooney Mara's sister, the one from.
Anyway,
she's playing Sue Storm, and she was saying like, "Oh, I'm not really like reading. They're not having me read any comic books. They're not having us prepare for anything. It's going to be so far away from the original Fantastic Four that it's going to be this.
That's a shame, though. That's a true shame. But it's also smart business because you know once those Avengers numbers came in, they were probably like, we don't have to do anything. We just make a good movie surrounding any character we want to build or any nostalgia, and that's it, you know? Because these movies aren't going to be good, you know? Like, they're almost formulaic in that way.
You don't think any chance that Fantastic Four is going to be good?
You know what? Anything under the good Marvel banner, the Avengers banner.
Yeah, I think all that stuff is going to be great.
That's what's going to be great. A new Fantastic Four, I don't see it being good
at all. I really like the director, though.
I also feel like this might be a weird kind of... You know, this is like, especially with the mutant thing, which sucks if the rumor is true, you know, about killing all the X-Men.
And they're killing off Wolverine, too, during all this thing.
Right. If it was like a weird business ploy or a strategy to say like, hey, you know what, like you guys want to keep making your movies, then we're not going to give you any more source material. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and make X-Men 5.
But look at all this source material. You have 600 issues you can go back.
Right, you know.
I don't get it. Like that's stuff that infuriates me. That's it because it always feels like the writer is not the one doing it. That's always like someone on the top of the food chain.
The higher ups.
Yeah, saying like, okay, what would be great for, you know, Fantastic Four right now? Like, make everyone black.
Right.
I mean, that was legitimately like we had a few crossovers where race was changed. Like we had Image way back in the day, if I don't remember, where they had like the Babe thing. Where everyone turned into babes,
Supreme
turned into a girl, and like.
Are you talking about the pig, or are you talking about like hot chicks?
Chicks. Okay. No. I wish they turned into talking pig. I love those movies. They're like that's straight up publicity. Like, oh, like controversy. We're gonna do this thing. Shadowhawk's got AIDS.
Yeah.
Publicity.
Kingpin's black. Yeah.
Big pun. He has to be Puerto Rican guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kingpin has to be a Puerto Rican.
I want more Latinos in comic books.
Not a lot.
Too bad.
Yeah. Why?
Because they had the same feeling that wrestling does, where if you want to portray a Latino guy, he has to be Latino.
That's true.
Like, really over the top.
Tarantula.
I think, yeah, exactly. I think a part of it is, like, we need, I think it's, like, old school weird shit of, like, Like, if we draw like an Asian guy, we have to make sure his eyes are squinty, because he could be, you know, if he didn't have squinty eyes, he might be looked at
and
as
a
white guy.
And he's a master of swords.
Right. Yeah, and like a Spanish guy, we got to make him kind of like brown looking and give him a pencil thin mustache and a ponytail.
Absolutely, because so you know.
Yeah, so you know. He's like Spanish.
It's really nuts, too, because, you know, like your concept, like I would love to see a Hispanic Human Torch, you know.
Flame on.
Because it's like, there's more, that's the thing, that's another thing that drives me up a wall is that there's more than two, there's more than black and white, you know.
Yeah.
And it's always when it comes to casting, it's always one or the other.
Well, I think besides what I said about Miles Morales, mm-hmm. I do think Miles Morales is one of the more important characters, mm-hmm. in terms of relationships, because he's not overly done as a stereotype at all.
Right.
He's a kid, you know, he's doing his thing, he mm-hmm. is so Peter Parker style, like that's his thing.
Cream
but I
friend.
Mean, people lost their minds Cream when they friend. Found out mm-hmm. that he was a Spanish kid. I mean, do you remember like it was all over the news and people were like, I'm not reading this anymore. It's gonna why are they doing that?
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's I mean, especially Axel Alonso, who's now running the show. Mm-hmm. He loves this type of shit.
Yeah,
he downplays a great deal of it. But he was the guy behind like the Princess Di stuff and mm-hmm. like X Force with her coming back and joining the team.
Yeah,
like he's good at like putting like. Jessica Jones getting booby duked by the first issue. You know, that was like cutting. That was like Marvel Attitude Era, like type of stuff.
It's good,
but I'm trying to think of like Latino characters that went through like what's his name?
Tarantula.
That's it. The fucking eagle guy that looked like Zorro.
Yeah.
La Parca.
I know what you're talking about.
I think like there's a few New Warriors, like Turbo. Turbo was like a New Warriors was Latino.
There's Zorro. That's it. I want Latino Thor.
They
find the hammer in an Incan cave or something.
It's got to be more Latinos running around. At least in Marvel. DC has like Vibe.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Marvel, I think they have.
Well, DC also has Fire. Fire, well, they used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then they start making her into just like a weird, not that she's Latina, that she's like a weird island person.
She was Brazilian at one point.
Let's see. I'm going to do a Google search on Latino superhero.
Super.
How about
She-Hulk is a very white woman.
Yeah.
You think so?
She is. No, she's a white woman.
I thought it was a black woman.
She's Jennifer Walters. No,
I know,
she's a white
but
woman.
I wanted to be a black woman.
Well, you should read the comic every once in a while. You see, she's not a black woman.
But why can't she be a black woman?
Because she transformed back to a human being. And she's
I don't want her
she's
to be
a white person.
No.
Are you saying that you want her to transform into a giant black woman, or that
no,
you
I,
wish
I
the character...
No, I just liked her character to be a black woman.
Okay.
Well.
Why can I want that?
Aranya.
Yeah, that's right.
Armadillo.
Okay.
Bantam. He looked like a... He was a... You know, remember Bantam?
Yeah.
He's a chicken?
Yeah.
He's a cockfighter. Captain of the Universe was a Mexican-American at one point. Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman Cheetah?
El Condor. These are all Marvel guys.
Yeah.
Darwin's Latino.
Right. He's dead
now. Yeah. Lasher.
Wyatt Wingfoot.
Wyatt Wingfoot is definitely not a Latino. Echo, Latino, mm-hmm. Maya Lopez.
She's dead too.
Feral.
Also dead.
Dead. Firebird, dead.
Yep.
He's dead. Gideon, dead.
Sunspot. Sunspot's here.
Sunspot, yeah, he is. He's a big one. He's on Avengers. Living Lightning was
Warpath.
See, that's the thing that I think the American Indian thing that gets a little bit more prominent.
Couldn't even get an Asian Mandarin in the movie.
That's true. Nova is apparently Latino. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
The new Nova.
Cecilia Reyes from X-Men. Scream. Shark Girl. She's Latino. Miles Morales.
You're giving me B-listers and C-listers.
Hey man, Spider-Man is a Latino boy. A ton of there's like 10 tarantulas on this list. El Toro Negro, Toro Rojo. Toro Rojo's real name is Tupac Amaro, and I don't know who Toro Rojo is.
I think you've made your point, John.
Vengeance.
That's right. Yeah.
I always thought that his name is Michael.
I think the new Ghost Rider is also. Lino.
He is. Yeah. I like that book. White Tiger.
I dropped Miss Marvel. I didn't pick up Miss Marvel this week either.
It's good.
And it's just like, nah, not for me.
All stuff is good.
There's a lot. I had a very light stack this week. I picked up the only thing I read this week. I read Original Sin and I read The Wicked and the Divine.
That book is awesome. That was a really solid issue, too.
Yeah, it was really good. It's a really good concept.
I think it's one of the prettiest looking books out there, too.
Yes. If anybody is out there, go pick up Wicked and Divine 1 and 2. They just came out. They're written by Kieran Gillen, and they're fantastic.
And who's the artist on it?
I forgot.
McKelvey.
James McAvoy. No. Yeah,
James McAvoy. Professor X.
But they're excellent books. Continue. Let's go on with this the Marvel breakdown.
So let's look at DC. You're talking about with Latinos?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. what else? So what I think the big rumor is that somehow along the way after all this stuff, because after Original Sin, all this stuff's going to happen with the Thor girl, Captain America, Iron Man. And then we're going to get Axis, which is the big crossover, which is supposed to change everything. It's like Avengers of X-Men 2. Red Skull with the brain of Professor X becomes the new Onslaught and apparently switches everyone's personality, where good guys are bad, bad guys are good, cats marrying dogs, people wearing gloves on their feet.
See, I'm excited about the good guys, bad guys thing.
I'm psyched for it, because that's like a weirdo, like, Axe of Vengeance, like, really far out there. And I love the Red Skull stuff.
Yeah.
It was a really, like, they haven't really, they've been very careful with the Red Skull appearances recently.
Yes.
He shows up in Captain America every once in a while, and he's been teaming up with Zola. They show the X-Men every once in a while. There was a cool little bit. Remember that book that Legion was in, X-Men Legacy?
Mm-hmm.
There was a cool storyline. You didn't go through that. There was a cool storyline. It wasn't bad. There was a cool storyline where he goes to this one guy who was a human who was completely mauled by mutant attacks. Like, he was involved in, like, I think Inferno or something like that, and he lost his arms and limbs. He was plagued with bad luck. He was a billionaire. And he decided to, like, dedicate his life to not being a supervillain like he should be, is, like, him helping out mutant community. And he develops a mutant cure.
Mm-hmm.
So Legion goes there and, like, he goes there and he's like, starts talking to him, and he's the whole time Legion has a new personality of Professor X in his brain. He's haunted by him. And when he gets there, he's like, he finds out he's completely benevolent. He really is doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the storyline, you find out that this whole thing's been made up, and it's really the Red Skull posing as Professor X.
My God.
And it was a cool little reveal, and that he was, that using him as, like, the penultimate awesome psychic guy, bad guy.
That's pretty interesting.
I like it. Pretty good.
I really want to see all that stuff come to fruition. There's a lot of stuff in the air there. I think there's still a lot of superfluous books out there.
A lot.
I really do want to see where the Avengers go from here, because it sucks that, you know, like, as a fan, you're looking at it in two different perspectives. One, like, I want the creatives on these books to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Two, I understand it's like a lot of the stuff is controlled by guys who want to make movies, you know, and make. Like, it's one thing, you know, which is kind of funny, because it's one thing where years ago you'd be like, oh, they just want to make toys, you know, and they're bringing all these characters out. That was, like, the big gripe. Now the big gripe is, you know, they just want to see these people in movies. They want to make something cool. They want to do this and that. Not really have, like, the greatest story, maybe.
That's always been a part of Marvel since they started the whole thing. Like, it goes back to, like, you know, Grant Morrison's Black Leather Jacket, you know, X-Men movies. Comics,
but that was self-contained. It made sense.
No, but there's always been something in Marvel where they have something reflecting what's going on in the movies. Mm-hmm. There's always a little bit, like, we got Ultimates was a priming for, like, a movie world where believable stuff. But, like, the whole thing with the Axis thing also is that apparently we may be getting a reboot where we're not getting Fantastic Four and X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everything coming up is, like, very iffy and weird and you know, we've never really had the looming threat of a reboot happening in Marvel since, like, Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff. And when I was a kid, I really believed that was the new status quo.
Oh, my God.
I was so nervous about that.
I'm so glad that it just, would it go for, like, 12 issues?
Yeah, I think they got a year out of it.
A lot of it was terrible.
All of it was terrible.
Yeah.
There was any good out of that stuff.
The only thing I really dug was visually the Jim Lee Fantastic Four book.
He drew a nice thing.
Yeah.
I think it was the best part of it, but there was nothing to the story.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Which is a shame. Are you excited about Jason Momoa playing Aquaman? I know it's old news, but I don't think I ever got your opinion on that.
It's a weird choice. It's a very, very weird choice.
You know who I would have picked from?
I'm tired of seeing those come attractions on him on Monday Night Raw.
Road to Paloma?
Yeah. He's looking for a man.
Well, they love their Polynesians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Christies. Christy Knows or whatever that thing is called.
Huh? Grizzly.
Grizzly.
Oh, Grizzly. Oh, no. Grizzly knows best.
He's on a motorcycle. If I was going to pick a Game of Thrones guy to be Aquaman, it would have been Jaime Lannister. Yeah, the gentleman who plays Jamie Lannister. Not Giant Hawaiian.
Not Giant Hawaiian Jason guy.
But again, I'm fine with that cast. Is that stunt casting? You just got through talking about stunt casting.
If they, I would like them to hire a black Martian Manhunter. That's the one thing I'm kind of hoping against hopes.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. I'm okay with it. Any big, gigantic black guy with a very soothing voice, I'm okay with for Martian Manhunter. The thing that I immediately thought of when I heard about Khal Drogo being... Aquaman is like, I immediately pictured him because he's always got the long hair, got the big beard, like big gigantic dude. As like them, like really doing a terrible bleach job on him and having like the same look, but having like I am Aquaman, like being big, like berserker dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude, man. So they may go like more like savage Atlantean.
That's what I think they're doing. I think they're gonna make Conan of the water with him.
That's cool. That's fine.
And who else? And they have a cast Wonder Woman in the movie. She's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie worries me. I think I love that Superman movie so much.
Same here.
That I'm like, I really think this could be awesome, but I really can't see it. I think it would have been awesome if it was just a Superman Batman movie.
Yeah.
And it didn't have like the lingering
the lead in to
the world building stuff.
Yeah.
Justice League.
You can call me Aquaman. It's gotta be like, I feel like whenever like,
no, they're gonna do, you know what they're gonna do. They're gonna have Aquaman show up and they're gonna have like a on the scene reporter going like some kid and the kids gonna be like, he came out of the water, man, like an Aquaman.
Right.
That's how they get named.
That's so awful, but I see it happening.
That's the way movies work.
And in my head, every time they add stuff to movies, it's like, oh, they gotta make this movie like 4 hours long, but you're not gonna get that.
I don't know about that. We like Avengers was almost 3 hours.
That's true.
All the Batman movies have been almost been 3 hours.
That's one dude.
Superman was almost 3 hours. Yeah. I think Superman was 3 hours.
Yeah, Superman's a long movie. It's a great movie, though.
Transformers are like 4 hours long now.
Mm-hmm. What about the stills from Avengers 2?
Oh, we have them right here.
Great segue. You said you're not. Ooh. That's the first look at Ultron.
This was the first look. Yeah. This. I mean, because this always happens. When's Comic-Con? Comic-Con's like,
it's coming. It's October.
The San Diego
next month.
The one they actually make announcements at.
Yeah.
They're priming everything ready for that. That's why we're getting all these big announcements on The View and all this stuff. I think the armor looks awesome.
Yeah.
We were saying before the Hawkeye costume is really cool. I think it's a big step up from like just the
T-shirt,
the what they call it, the Seth Rollins look.
Yeah,
the
armored T-shirt.
Yeah, and I love the Captain America costume. I think they always do such a good job with his costumes for all the movie.
I get excited to see the Iron Man costumes in the movies.
They haven't really. This is the new one, right?
Yeah, it just looks cool. I don't know.
Well, they always do. They always do something with him now where they have like the promotional thing is always like the last costume, and then halfway through the movie he'll get a new armor and do whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to die in this movie.
You think so?
Yeah. I think. Or he goes off to space and starts being in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, which would be awesome.
That would be fantastic. Guardians comes out in a couple of weeks.
Next month.
Yeah. Very excited about that.
I am so psyched.
Do you think it's going to be a good movie?
Yes.
Okay.
In my heart of hearts, I believe there's, unless they're just showing the good parts of the movie, I think it's going to be awesome. I get worried every once in a while because it could go into like Hokey Land.
Right, yeah.
But like, too much, and I know that's kind of like the realm they're going with, and I'm totally cool with that, but then I see Ronan the Accuser, and I'm like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They totally know what they're doing.
Well, space stuff is always difficult, number one. Space Marvel stuff was difficult until Abnett Landing took over a few years
ago.
And
they get no credit for this shit anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They're doing the Guardians 3000 book.
Okay.
Abnett's doing it. The other guy doesn't work with them anymore.
But after... If you think about it, in the time frame of the last 10 years, there have been a lot of great sci-fi movies to come out. And it could either go one of two ways. This could either be like your blockbuster franchise for the next few years in terms of like sci-fi action. Or like you said, it could be just like a hokey mess of one-liners and stupidity.
See, that's what we worry about.
Yeah.
But it looks like they really, I think from, I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I'm like, I'm buying into the hype at this point when it comes to
And we're both biased because like we want to see
these
like this weird group of characters on screen.
The source material is there. And like we know that there's cool stuff. There was a cool bit because I'm thinking of Thanos. I know you don't read it anymore. Avengers World, which is pretty freaking good.
I'm one issue behind.
There was a good bit in this where Sunspot and Campbell go to the future and they go to like a Tatooine bar type thing. And they start talking about Thanos. And they say like you know, like, oh, you can't talk back about Thanos. Thanos is the greatest Avenger of all time.
Yeah.
So they're eventually leading up to the fact that he's going to go back to being like the anti-hero character.
Right. Okay.
Which would be awesome.
That would be fantastic.
Because he's joining the event. He's going to be in the Avengers.
That's awesome. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But also, like, with that whole thing, like, it just feels like they're making the big looming threat Onslaught again.
Onslaught?
Yeah, the...
The
Skull, like Professor X.
Which could lead to the whole reality warping thing.
Right.
Because didn't Onslaught lead into Heroes Reborn?
Yes.
That was like the whole Franklin Richards stuff.
Franklin Richards and all, like that whole thing led into Heroes Reborn.
And the weird thing is that you're up to date with Avengers? Yes. Regular Avengers? Remember with the last issue when Franklin Richards showed up again?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And Franklin Richards kind of been off the table in his own book, too.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Kind of interesting. It could be like a thing of history repeating itself.
It's interesting that there's been some weirdo like Earth X crap kind of poking up with like Girl Thor, and there's something else too recently that
Spider Girl on Kang's team.
Oh yeah,
or Venom,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. There's something else too that they're kind of like, you know, oh, it's a good idea. We'll kind of run with that thing,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
So. There's a lot of, like, we gotta wait till this plays out because there's a lot of hints for it going to go to one direction and then maybe, like, another swerve at the very end, you know? Because whatever they do is gonna be temporary. You know, Wolverine's gonna have a comic again within, like, couple of years, you know, or whatever.
I think they wanna keep him dead for a while, but I'm okay with that. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's gonna be. But if there's a relaunch.
Yeah.
See, I think a relaunch could happen. And I think it would be temporary, and it would be like an Ultimate Universe. Like, I think they're going to get rid of Ultimate Universe, they're going to bring Miles Morales over to our world.
Right.
And they're going to have, like, this movie-conscious other world where there's no Fantastic Four, no X-Men. Mm-hmm. That'll be where they remain.
You'll right.
get, like, what's his name? Mackie Falcon being Captain right. America and do that whole thing. And yeah. that'll remain.
Yeah. Stretch.
Hopefully.
We'll see what happens, man.
But I'm excited for it. Like, but we also have to see how Original Sin kind of wraps up with this whole...
Right. This issue, every issue, because it's like, oh man, this is like third issue action, but there's only two issues left in the series.
This also has some of the best timing for a book, too, mm-hmm. for a Marvel crossover book to happen. Yeah. This has been coming out so frequently, almost every single 2 weeks.
Yep. What did you think of this issue?
I thought it was great. I mean, we were in part two of like the Nick Fury kind of like new origin story mm-hmm. where we learned that he's kind of like the celestial assassin who kind of like the watcher on the wall who's stopping right. these threats that kind of the world never knows about, and he takes care of them ahead of time, and him taking his ragtag team of dudes and saying, you all have the ability to do it. I'm dying. So one of you is going to have to take my place.
One of these is going to be the one.
It's going to be Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they said already that they're giving him a new book, mm-hmm. and it's going to be more intergalactic, Steranko-style crazy.
That's funny. See, that makes a lot of sense. The second thing, too, I really enjoyed how it was written that him and the Watcher just did not see eye to eye.
Yeah.
And the
two
fact
secret
that,
guys.
What?
The two guys with secrets.
Right, two guys with secrets, and also, like, Deodato drew that. Deodato does that art in the book,
He's
right?
so good, yeah.
That he did... just the Watcher looming over like an almost dying Nick Fury with like a spiteful look on his face, you know, like, oh, yeah. I'm going to watch you die. And the end, I also like how they explain how, you know what, it's still up in the air because you don't know how long he started aging.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they said like if this is pretty fairly recent that his Infinity Formula has failed on him and now he's, you know. Old man.
He's just an old man.
Old man Fury. Yeah. Who apparently turns into Cable right after this.
Right, yeah.
I think it was a cool, nice little throwback of like, you know, Cable is the character in the X-Men universe that you always has secrets and you never know if you to trust him or not.
Right.
And he always has some ulterior motive that goes beyond what you believe that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Nick Fury, like armor up, cyber eye, let's
right.
do this.
That's going to be the big reveal guns. That Nick Fury's been Cable the entire time.
That'd be great. You know, they went, I was backed up on X-Force for a while, mm-hmm. and they went back to Rob Liefeld's original idea of Cable, that he's a clone,
mm-hmm.
and that Cable, like the reason he dies over and over again is that his mind and soul is on like a hard drive, and they constantly just keep on making new cables.
Like in the future?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Right. I'm like so far behind on Cable. But
it's not bad.
That's kind of a cool... like concept for him too, that he's the clone of the son of Scott Summers.
That he just died so many times over, but they know that he is like this revolutionary spirit. So we just constantly mm-hmm. just keep him, you know, out there. Because like at the end and this story, he has a regular eye. He has, you know, no cyber in him at all. No techno.
Doesn't have the crazy metal arm.
He has a stupid the exoskeleton arm. Yeah, but now with him coming back, I think that he immediately starts getting infected with the technovirus again.
Okay.
So he gets old school Cable.
That's his curse.
Yeah.
I really like the reveal at the last page with Nick Fury in the crazy armor.
It looked great.
Two more issues, man. I really want to see where it goes.
And then on top of all that stuff, it's like all the weirdo, like Doc Minus, like Marvel Boy background characters.
Right, yeah.
Because like there's the big bad guy of this is Doc Minus, who is the threat in Grant Morrison's Marvel Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like doing some stuff too. And he's like transforming him, Orb, and
his daughter.
Yeah, his daughter. Yeah.
Very interesting stuff, man.
Hulk Iron Man was good too.
Yeah, I do not pick that book up for some reason.
Why? It's a regular teams too.
Yeah.
All it is because Iron Man's on hiatus. It's just a regular Iron Man team taking over this book instead because they just wanted to get more press for it.
Yeah.
It's really good. The second issue reveals that that Stark really wanted to work with him on the Gamma Bomb. And he tried to go around to him and try and get orders for it. Mm-hmm. Instead, he got really hammered, and he went off, and he tampered with the bomb. And he just remembered this now. Like, he was totally blacked out, and he just remembered this now.
And that's one of the secrets.
Yeah, and also, Hulk has extremists in him now. Have you been up with Hulk at all?
No.
Yeah, his head blown off,
uh-huh.
and Mark Waid stuff, and they gave him extremists to repair him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's able to control his transformation, but he... Arnold Stark has been communicating with him and like going behind Tony's back, and he pumps him with like a higher dose of extremis.
Mm-hmm.
And the last page is awesome. He turns into Hulk and he's like, "Excuse me for a moment, but I have a strong need to smash everything in this room." It's just like, "Excuse the third person, but Hulk has a strong desire to destroy everything in this room."
That's
so he's
great.
Like, he's back to being like, you know, Smart Hulk.
He's going to wear the brown jumpsuit again.
I hope so. Big Gatling.
That's where it's all leading up to. Hulk in the brown jumpsuit.
That stuff is so great.
Yeah.
Pre-David Hulk.
Yeah. Pretty fantastic stuff. I think that's about it.
Yeah. So
let's wrap it up, guys. This has been another episode of Behind the Counter. I'm your host.
By the way, Brian Moreau, women do read comic books a lot, by the way.
I don't know where that came from.
He says that women don't read comic books.
That's because women can't read.
Yeah, that's true. They're not funny either. Bad writers.
All right, everybody. Take it easy. I'm Rich Dambolian.
Enjoy yourself.
I didn't mean what I said about women can't read.
You did.
They read better than us.